Radio. And we'd now like to welcome Peter Meadows. Now, Peter didn't have to come too far because Peter and his company, Meadows & Co., have been serving Weybridge. They're literally just across the road from our studios here. And it's amazing they've done 50 years. Peter, welcome along. Thank you for coming into the Brooklands Radio studios today. Congratulations on 50 years. How does it feel to reach that milestone?
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be with you. Thank you for inviting me. Well, I started in... it does feel very extraordinary. And I started the firm in 1976, and I did not imagine that I'd arrive at this day 50 years later with the firm still going. More than anything, I'm very, very grateful to the many clients who have instructed us, the various people and businesses who've worked with us, and to the amazing staff who we have employed.
I'm going to jump around a little bit, Pete. I've got to ask you about your building, because I love where you're based. It's absolutely beautiful. So you chose that one yourself, but it's a lovely sort of cottage feel, isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah, well, I know I'm old, but I'm not as old as when the building was built. It was built, I believe, around 1740, and it was built for the mistress of King James, Catherine Sedley.
Was it?
Who later became the Duchess of Devonshire. And you'll see around Weybridge certain roads called Devonshire Road and
Place. And that's where it all came from. So, 50 years anniversary. How are you celebrating this anniversary, Peter?
Well, in fact, we're going to celebrate it in a variety of ways throughout the year. For example, there'll be a fun run along the River Thames from Weybridge to Hampton Court. There'll be an informal lunch around May or June for clients and others involved with the 50-year journey. During another month, we'll be volunteering at White Lodge, and we'll be sponsoring ponies at the establishment for the Riding for the Disabled in Epsom.
That's amazing. So lots of great things to celebrate your 50 years. I understand you've been practicing solicitor for more than, 56 years, is it, Peter?
Yes, it is, yes.
And did you do any other work-related things in that time?
Well, during part of that time, I was a notary public for 25 years, and I sat as a part-time immigration judge for 17 years.
Wow. Take us back to the beginning. What inspired you to start Meadows & Co.?
Well, I think it wasn't so much as an inspiration as a necessity. I qualified in 1970. I worked for 2 years for a firm of solicitors in Weybridge, and then I worked for a firm of house builders in Byfleet for 3 years. And towards the end of that time, 1976, we had the National Coal Miners' Strike. And for those old enough to remember, we had a three-day week, which meant that you could only have your electricity on for 3 days. And due to that and other factors, the firm I worked for went into liquidation. So I had to look for a job. I started off by working as a locum for a firm of solicitors in Berkshire. And my late wife encouraged me to open up my own office. I was in my 20s, so I thought I'd give it a go. But I did agree with my wife that as we had a two-year-old daughter and a large mortgage to pay for, if the business didn't get off the ground, I'd go out and get a proper job.
So what were those early days like, Peter?
Very nerve-wracking. Literally the early days, the month of August, which was when we started. And I remember it was one of the hottest heat waves in living memory. And I carried on my locum work in the mornings in Berkshire. And in the afternoon, I went to the office in Weybridge. My wife was manning the telephones in the morning. And on my arrival soon afterwards, my wife went back home to look after our daughter. It was very nerve-wracking as I basically started the business with no clients.
Which is really tough, isn't it? So you've done so well. I mean, 50 years on, you're still there, Peter. What happened after your first few months in business?
Well, I was working full-time in the business to relieve my wife, as it were. I recruited a young secretary from Brooklands College. And I started to receive instructions from clients who had been recommended to me by people I'd got to know over the years.
But it's hard to start, isn't it, Peter? What steps did you take to generate new clients?
Well, before I actually opened the doors to Meadows & Co., I took advice from a pal of mine who had himself started up his own practice. And he said, Peter, he said, what you've got to do is you've got to socialise and socialise. Every lunchtime that there is, you've got to go out and do something with somebody who can generate some work, introduce you to clients or become a client. So I was doing things, I was going to the pub for pub lunches or playing squash or playing tennis, or always with somebody work related with work in mind.
And great advice from him, wasn't it?
So it was.
Did that advice help grow the business? Did it work?
It did work. I mean, gradually work started to come through the door. It has to be said that during the early years, I was a sole practitioner, although I owe a great deal to my late wife, as she was my silent partner. She supported me all the time, full of good ideas. She'd come from a PR background, and I obviously think she must have coached me as to how to get on with people.
What would you say was the turning point for you, Peter?
Well, whilst the business was steadily growing, I had the good fortune of being recommended by my accountants to a Dutch syndicate who asked me to act for them in buying 18 new houses from a national house builder. Steadily in time, after that, I was able to recruit a trainee solicitor and then one or two qualified solicitors and more support staff.
And you started to talk a bit earlier on about the difficulties in recession, stuff like that. How did Meadows & Co. survive the various recessions in the early years?
Well, just to pinpoint those recessions, you may remember some of you, there was one in 1980 and another one in 1990. Both lasted well over a year, and they were both caused by high interest rates. There was then another one in 2008 caused by the banking crisis. Each recession was extremely testing. As with any business, for us it was very difficult to make sure we had enough work to pay for our overheads, including paying all the staff. However, we managed to tighten our belts and somehow got through.
Well done to you, Peter, because it gets difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What were the next major events on the development of Meadows & Co. then?
Well, at the end of 1999, we moved from our smaller offices in Monument Green in Weybridge to the premises we're now in, which you mentioned, Baz, in Church Street opposite St. James's Church. Then my son Piers joined the practice in 2003 as a newly qualified solicitor. He had trained in the city, and having worked many all-nighters, he was used to hard work. Since joining the firm 23 years ago, he's been greatly responsible for the successful growth of the firm.
And you mentioned earlier the various recessions which your business, like all businesses, had to endure. Have there been any other similar situations to that that have affected you?
Well, of course, we all experienced the COVID lockdown in 2020, which affected everybody, particularly financially. Again, it was a challenge for the firm to keep the business going and making sure we could pay everybody and pay our staff and pay other bills.
So you've done very, very well to survive all this time, Peter. What areas of law do Meadows & Co. handle?
Well, property, both residential and commercial. We act for clients buying and selling their houses. We act for landlords or tenants letting shops and offices. We have a private client department, which is wills, trusts and probate. Matrimonial department, an employment department, litigation, and we handle company law.
I guess one of the legacies that you would have is a number of trainees, the trainee solicitors that you've trained over so many years, Peter. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, training young solicitors has been one of the most rewarding parts of my career. I seem to have lost count of the number of trainees I have trained. They largely came from a university, and some have stayed with us for the whole of their career. Others have gone out into the big wide world, joining other major firms or started different careers. But I've always been delighted to see them succeed.
And I guess Meadows & Co have employed so many people in that last 50 years. What does that mean to you, Peter?
Well, again, I can't hazard a guess as to the number of people we have employed. Amongst those people, I've been very, very lucky to have some very outstanding people to work with. And I have to thank them all for what they've done for us. In fact, some have been with us for 10 years or 20 years. In fact, we have two secretaries who have been with us for more than 40 years.
I wonder if they're tuned in today, Pete. Any chance they're tuned in or
I think,
not?
I think they could well be tuned in.
Have we got their names? What are their names?
Julie Dimes and Wendy Noble.
So hi to Julie and hi to Wendy as well.
And the same thanks goes to the very many clients who have instructed us over the years. Without those members of staff and those clients, the firm would not be what it is today.
And what would you describe as the other beliefs held by Meadows and Co?
We strongly believe in supporting the local community. Examples are we provide sponsorship to St. George's Hill Lawn Tennis Club Juniors, to White Lodge and Riding for the Disabled in Epsom. We provide work experience to youngsters, and we participate in careers fairs at local schools.
Which is all good stuff, Peter, isn't it? I mean, that's great, and it's great to be part of the community, isn't it? What do you think is the secret behind those 50 years of success?
Well, it's very hard to actually focus on any particular aspect, but I've always worked hard to provide a good service and create a good reputation. I've never believed in short-term gains. I like to think that when we finish a job, our clients are happy, they leave happy. And I try hard to please them so that they'll instruct us again in the future.
It's obviously worked, Peter, because you've been going for 50 years, so that's pretty good. As you look ahead, what excites you about the future for the company?
Well, the firm, I believe, is in very, very good hands. The solicitors and other fee earners and support staff have great energy and creativity. I believe that they wish to continue advocating the same values that I've always believed in.
Mm-hmm. Which is very important, of course. Got one final question for you, Peter, really. If you could send a message to your younger self back, let's go back to 1976, what would you be saying?
Well, I'd say with energy and an open mind, you should pursue your ambitions. But at the same time, you should be mindful that things might not work out as you had hoped. And you must be prepared to have a plan B.
Very good, Peter. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you for coming in from Meadows & Co, just across the road here. And congratulations on 50 years of service to Weybridge. Very important to have you as part of the community here. And those celebrations that you've got going on all year sound absolutely fab. So you'll have to come back and tell us how things are going.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me today.
Pleasure. That is Peter Meadows of Meadows & Co here in Weybridge. You can check out their website for more details. Thanks for Candice, who's popped in today to come along with Peter for arranging all of this today. And lovely chatting to Peter. Brooklyn's Radio.